The Needs of Paradise Valley Sanitarium, 1908. The Needs of Paradise Valley Sanitarium. Wealthy to be solicited. There are many wealthy men who, if our situation were presented before them in regard to our sanitariums, and we solicited gifts of them, would be prepared to act their part to help in such a work as caring for the sick. The sanitarium in Paradise Valley is in great need of help now to advance and sustain the work. I present before our brethren, who are in the southern field of California, the necessity of the sanitarium at San Diego. They have not land to cultivate and thus in some degree furnish means, and yet Paradise Valley is one of our most healthful situations for a sanitarium. I am to present to our brethren their necessities at this time as matters have been presented to me. This is a place that, for healthful location, is favorable for the recovery of the sick. And there are Brother and Sister Cummings, he standing as physician and Sister Cummings as matron, and we do not want them to become discouraged in carrying the work in that place. We have neglected to present the situation before the wealthy class and call for their help. We need that this institution at Paradise Valley be helped by men who have means which they can donate. As we look at the many unnecessary things that are absorbing means, I am directed to invite the wealthy who have means to help us now in our need. This I am directed by the Lord to do. The money is the Lord's, the gold and silver which they handle. Some will respond if they understand the necessities of the case. Therefore, I entreat of you, make a call by seeing men of wealth and telling them of the sanitariums that need means to care for the suffering sick. The poor cannot be turned away. They must receive attention. And will the men and women who have the means, the Lord's money, help in this benevolent work? At the present time, will our physicians and our ministers present the case before the men who have means to help us in our emergency? We do not wish to refuse any sick who may come, if not afflicted with contagious disease such as consumption and the various afflictions that are contagious, for then we expose others to suffering, and this we must avoid. I lay this matter before you. There is so much means that is used for self-indulgence, to no benefit to the one who has the means, and no benefit to those who are receiving, but not imparting. We must give these men and women an opportunity to help us. We are sustaining missionary work in nearly all parts of our world. We do not leave the non-religious, but have sustained them. But here are necessities right at home, neglected. The commission has been given by the first great missionary to our world in Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Now this work we are trying to do. This promise has sustained the self-denying, self-sacrificing workings in all parts of the world. The Lord will sustain in doing His work. Teach all nations is the command. Proclaim to them the gospel. Verse 19. The presentation of Bible truth is to go to all cities and countries, awakening the sinners. All people are to have the gospel message, and Christ declares, I am with you in this work, to guide, comfort, and sanctify to the very close of this earth's history. At our large gatherings, in camp meetings, and in our institutions, we are to bear in mind the commission. We have a worldwide message. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Matthew 9, verse 35. Our sanitariums are ordained of God to treat sickness of souls and bodies. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Verses 36 to 38. When the Lord has directed that we purchase buildings and turn them to the best account in doing the very work he has appointed us in sanitarium work, the Lord Jesus, the chief physician, works with us. We have seen the salvation of God. A steward is one who is employed to manage his master's property. His master's property is virtually in his hands, under his control, but it is not his property. It is his master's, and he is so to manage it that improvements may accumulate. The steward identifies himself with the owner of the property. We are all the Lord's. We have this property at Paradise Valley, purchased by gifts and by loans. The time has expired for which the loans were made, and yet means have not come in to supply the place of the means borrowed. We have excellent managers in physician and in matron and helpers, but we do not now have means to carry on the work. We have now the message, "Go out into the highways." Luke 14, verse 23. What does this mean, the highways? To give the gospel message to those who are entrusted with means. Men of property are to see the necessities and to be asked to aid in sustaining these institutions where the sick may have treatment for souls and bodies. The Lord calls upon those who have his means to put it out to usury, that in the great day of rewards the Lord shall see what has been accomplished by these donations. My brethren who are stewards of means, we thank the Lord that many of you have acted nobly, according to your several ability, in trading with the Lord's goods. The Lord has given me a charge to speak to the people who have means, although they may not now be fully in the faith in all points. The Lord will have you make your case positively known to those who have a surplus of means and can make a gift to our sanitariums that are in need. Paradise Valley is in the most need. Will our men who are stewards, our ministers, our physicians, our laborers in bearing the burdens in the churches, care for those sanitariums that have need of means? And will they solicit means of moneyed men who have the Lord's money and can make their gifts to our sanitariums to help them just at this time? We would be so thankful for present help. The Lord would have his agents ask for free gifts to help the sanitarium at Paradise Valley. We call upon those who have means to bestow gifts upon these institutions. Accept them, and let it stand as a gift from those who appreciate the sanitariums and would encourage them. The great outlay of the Lord's goods in daring balloon ascensions, automobiles, and in various other ways consumes the Lord's entrusted goods. In the great day of reckoning, all this extravagance will appear as it is. The want and suffering, the work of God to be carried forward in the cities in establishing sanitariums for the sick, and to hire halls to give the last message of mercy to sinners, forbid anything like extravagance in any line. The Lord lives, and the Lord is working with his appointed agencies to use his gold and silver to advance the cause of God, the knowledge of the truth. The Lord Jesus gives us very important instruction. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21. Read these cautions and warnings of Christ. Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, verse 13, 14.